You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to learn, love, lead, to reflect the light of Jesus. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live your life in such a way that others would see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
Well, today is week six of a seven-week parable series as we've been walking through and looking at the kingdom of God and what the king is doing in his kingdom and how Jesus teaches that. And so far, to just really quickly recap what we've learned, the parable of the sower taught us that in the kingdom of God, Jesus is extravagantly generous with his word to the point where he is sowing his word everywhere. The parable of the wheat and the weeds taught us that in the kingdom of God, that Jesus sows good seed, and that seed, that good seed produces a crop, it produces wheat, but Jesus also tells us why there's evil in the world around us, and that's that the evil one, the enemy, the devil is sowing lies, and those lies produce weeds and evil in this world. And then we saw that the parables of the mustard seed and the leaven, and they taught us that in the kingdom of God, Jesus works through small and ordinary means to do incredibly great things. And the parable of the unforgiving servant taught us that in the kingdom of God, Jesus is extravagantly generous with his forgiveness. And then that forgiveness changes us. It makes us new people. And last week in the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl of great price, we saw that Jesus gives up everything for his priceless treasures, for sinners like us. And as we've been walking through this series, we've been looking at these five guardrails, because it's easy to hear these parables and ask the question, what should I do? But these guardrails have helped us train our ears to listen for what Jesus does, that these parables are about the kingdom, that the king is the one working in his kingdom, that they're not moral lessons, that there's content that's involved in all of this, and that ultimately there's one main teaching. That they're not moral lessons, that there's context that's. But through all of this, again, we've seen that parables are about what the king is doing in his kingdom, right? These are not moral lessons. And last week, we saw very clearly that the kingdom is not about what you and I give up for Jesus. And last week, but the kingdom is about what Jesus gives up for you and for me. Right, and we said over and over, and let's say it together, right? Jesus gave up everything for me. I am his priceless treasure, and so
Jesus gave up everything for me.
So are you. Right, and this week Jesus again teaches that the kingdom of God is not about what we do for him.
So are you.
It's about what Jesus does for you and for me. And we can see that through the parable of the laborers in his vineyard. And so again, I'm going to read through the whole parable, and I want you to be thinking, because I'm going to ask you to think about it, and I'm going to give you some silence to think about it or even talk with somebody next to you. I want you to be thinking about what the king is doing in his kingdom as you hear this parable. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And after agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, you go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right, I will give you. And so they went. And going out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, why do you stand here idle all day? And they said to him, because no one has hired us. And he said to them, you go into the vineyard too. And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first. And when those hired came, when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius.
Up to the first.
Now when those hired first came, they thought that they should receive more, but each of them also received a denarius.
And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, well, saying, these last worked only 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.
The master of the house saying, these last worked only 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.
I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker.
I'm doing you no wrong.
As I give to you.
Did you not agree with me for a denarius?
Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Do you begrudge my generosity
as I give to you?
So the last will be first.
Am I not allowed to do what I choose
last
with what belongs to me?
Or so again, I want you to take a moment, think about it, maybe generosity. Talk with a neighbor. But
so
what is the
first,
king
the
doing
last.
In his kingdom?
So again, I want you to take a moment, think about it, maybe talk with a neighbor. But what is the king doing in his kingdom?
So I don't know what all of you got to talk about. One of my daughters wanted me to say that the answer is breathing. In his kingdom.
I don't know what all of you got to talk about.
What I saw was that in the kingdom
breathing.
Of God,
in his kingdom,
Jesus calls people into his kingdom.
And
he gives the
saw,
same salvation by grace
in the
through
kingdom
faith
of God,
no matter when he calls
Jesus
them.
Jesus calls people.
No matter when he invites
into
them.
His kingdom, and he gives
now
the
I want to remind you of the parable of the sower. It was
no
the very first parable that we looked at, but that was the parable where the
no
farmer went out into
them.
And was sowing seed in his field,
remind you of
but
the
he threw
the
some seed into the field, the good
that
soil,
we looked at,
but some of the,
that was
some
the
seed
parable
landed
where the farmer went out into and was sowing seed in his
some of the seed landed in the rocky soil, some of the seed landed in the soil that was choked out by thorns, and what we had
some
to be clear on there was Jesus was not teaching how to farm.
Landed in the soil that
right? Jesus
was
teaching
out by thorns,
about
and,
what his
and
king
what
looks like.
Had to be clear
what
on
his kingdom
there
looks like.
Was Jesus was not teaching
the
how to farm.
The same is true here. Right? Jesus
right?
is not
teaching,
teaching
you
how to lead a business.
What his king looks like.
Okay?
What his
what
kingdom
teaching
looks
you
like.
Is about how
the
king
same is true here.
Works
Jesus
in his
is
kingdom.
Not teaching you how to lead a business.
And often, okay?
What he's teaching you is about
down.
How the king
often the way that the king works
in
his kingdom doesn't make sense to us.
And often,
logically,
it
so I
want to
slow
down.
This down. I want to go
often
kind
the way
of bit by bit
works
through
in his
this
kingdom
parable
doesn't make sense to us
and see what it is
logically.
That the king is doing.
So I want
to. So the kingdom of heaven
down.
Is like a master of a house
kind of
who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard.
And see
so
what
so
it
notice
is
the very
the
first thing that the king does is.
And so the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning
to
hire laborers for
in.
His vineyard. So notice the very
right,
first thing that the king
goes
does
to call people into
goes
his vineyard.
Out.
And after agreeing with the laborers for denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard.
The king goes
now. Now
these workers.
His
were
vineyard.
Not workers that
and
had
after
like
agreeing with the
laborers
for
jobs.
Denarius a day, he sent
right?
them
these
into
weren't
his
workers that had
a
consistent
workers,
source of income.
These
were
not
workers
who were just
had, like,
hoping that someone would come
jobs.
By and need some labor.
Right? These weren't workers that had
and
a,
that's
a
how
consistent
they'd be able to take
source
care
of
income.
Themselves
these
for the
were
day.
Workers
so,
who were just hoping that someone
so
would come by and need
to
some
take
labor.
Care of.
And that's how they'd be able to take care of themselves for the day.
That he's
and
inviting
so,
into his vineyard.
So the master promises.
Not only does
to
he do this, and so a denarius just is a day's wage.
That's what
he's inviting
worth.
Into his vineyard.
And so he promises to take care of them.
Not only does
and he
does do
this three more times,
so
at the third hour, at the sixth hour,
wage.
And the ninth hour.
That's
and then at the
worth.
11th hour,
so
he went out and found others standing.
And he does this three more
and he
times,
said to them,
the third hour, at the sixth hour, and the ninth
all
hour.
Idle
and then
all day.
At the 11th
and
hour, he went out and found others standing.
And
he
said
to them,
you
two
go into
idle all day.
And so five times we see the master going out.
As he said to them,
people
you into
his
go
vineyard. And the first group, he promised
vineyard.
Again to take care of them.
And
he
so
promised
five times
them
we see the master
a day's
going out.
Wage.
And
but the other groups, we don't have
a vineyard.
A and the first group, he promised again to take care of them. He promised
them
a day's wage.
That
second wage. Group, he said, whatever is
but
right.
But the other groups, we don't have a mention of how much
okay, so they,
specifically
they
he's
work.
Going to
and
pay
then
them.
As evening came,
that second group, he said,
the owner of the vineyard
right.
said to his foreman, call the laborers
you.
And pay them their wages,
okay,
beginning
so
with the last up to the first.
As evening came,
and when
the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the laborers
and pay them their wages, beginning with the last
received
up to the full day's wage. And so if you're
putting
your
hired
head
about
in
the
11th
hour
your mind
came.
In
each
the heads
of them
of those
received
who are
denarius.
Worked a whole
each
day,
of them
they're thinking
a full
wow.
day's wage. And so
right?
if you're
we
putting your head in
more.
The
if those who only worked an hour got a full day's wage, we should receive
a whole
more.
Day, they're thinking, wow.
But each of them also right?
received
we should receive
denarius.
More. If those who only
and
worked an hour
it,
got a full
they
day's wage, we
at
the master
more.
Of the house saying, these worked only an hour and you've made them equal to us.
And on receiving
also
it, they grumbled at the master
of the
house,
the
saying, these worked
heat.
Only an hour, and,
right,
and you've made them equal to us.
Specifically saying the word, but they're
also
really saying, right,
borne
that's
the burden of the day in scorching heat.
Fair.
Right, they're not
specifically
saying the word, but they're really
they only
saying,
an
right,
hour.
That's You can't make them equal to us. That's not fair. We deserve more than they did. We worked all day.
We earned it.
They worked an hour for it. You can't make them equal to us. That's not fair. We deserve more than they get. We earned it. We worked hard for it.
Felt that?
They didn't.
Have you ever thought that? That's not fair. That
felt that?
That you've worked hard.
Right? For all of the work that you have done.
That's not fair.
That you've worked hard.
And you don't feel like he
right
for
has
all
responded
of the work
very fairly to you.
That you have done
others
for God.
Have it easier.
Others and you feel like he
have more.
Has responded very fairly to
more
you.
More friends, more money,
others
more stuff.
Have it easier.
More things.
Others have
they
more.
Get more praise.
More
for the work
friends,
that they do.
More money, more stuff.
Maybe health.
More things.
More jobs.
They get
has
more
been
praise
easier
for them.
For the work that they do.
Maybe
that's not fair.
Or job has been easier for them.
I thought that this week.
And it's not fair.
Right? I threw a little pity party for myself this week, and then I was like, all right, I got to finish my sermon. And so I pulled out the
I thought that this week.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I threw a little
Thanks
pity party
Jesus
for myself this week, and then I was like,
all right,
I
got to
finish my sermon. And so I pulled out the text and went,
because I got to
oh,
then
yeah
hear the words of the master.
Thanks, Jesus,
for
preaching
says,
to me,
friend,
too. Because I got to then hear the words of the master who turns and says,
notice
friend,
he uses, these are day laborers. He may have never seen these
didn't
people before
agree
in his life.
But he doesn't right
notice he uses
talk to them like
these are day laborers. He may have never seen these people before in his life.
Calls them friend.
But he doesn't
didn't we agree
talk to them like
on what was
expendable
good
workers.
Am I not allowed to be generous?
Calls them friend.
Am I not allowed
didn't,
to give
didn't we agree
this
on
person
what was good
more? Or this
am
person
I not allowed
what
to be
I want
generous
to give him?
Am I not allowed to give
my generosity
this person more?
And so notice how
or
the
this person
the
what
master,
I want to
he,
give him
he
do you begrudge
his
my generosity?
I was good to you.
And
so
I'm
notice how
them
the master
he exposes
he,
the hearts.
He defends his goodness
of those grumbling.
I was good to you.
Those
and I'm good to them.
It's not.
But
fair
then he exposes the hearts of those grumbling.
And they're right.
Those saying
it's not.
That's going through your head. You're
fair
right. It's not fair.
And thank
and they're
God
right
that it's not it, fair.
That's going
because
through your head.
Because
you're
fair
right. It's not
is me
fair
getting what I deserve.
And thank
fair
God
is you getting what you deserve. Mercy
not fair
is God
because,
not
because fair
is
me
deserve
getting what I deserve.
And grace
fair is you getting
is
what you deserve.
You
mercy is God
not
giving
deserve
you what you
right
deserve.
Thank God.
And
that
grace
is not
is God giving you
fair
what you do not deserve.
Because if I were to get fair,
right, thank God that
if
it
I were to
is
get what was
not
fair, if you were to get what was fair,
fair
if you were to get what
because
you
if
have
I
earned,
were to get fair, if I were to get what was fair, if you were to get
Paul
what
says,
was fair,
the wages, the
if you were to get what you have earned
of our lives, the wages of sin,
Paul
death
says the wages,
that's
the earnings,
what I've earned
of our lives, the wages of sin is death.
But instead, Jesus took
that's
what you earned.
What I've earned.
Jesus took what you earned, death.
But instead, Jesus took
cross
what you earned.
He took your sins.
Jesus took what you earned,
and
death.
Your punishment for the cross.
On the cross.
He was crucified, died, and
he
was
took
buried
your
and
sins.
And 3 days later,
and your punishment.
He rose
the
from the dead, defeating sin.
And he was crucified,
death,
died,
and, the
and was buried,
Jesus
and 3 days
life
later.
And he took what you earned.
He
death,
rose from the dead, defeating sin, death, and the devil.
Jesus earned
he
life.
You
and
life
he took what you earned, death,
and he that's gives you fair what he earned.
Thank God.
He gives you
but it's not
life.
Fair.
That's not fair.
And so we see what the king
thank
is
God
doing in his kingdom as he's giving
that
to
it's
all
not fair.
The same. He's giving to all good, right? Life.
And so we see
and
what the
salvation
king is doing in his kingdom
and
as he's giving
he's doing
to
that
all.
He's exposing the hearts of
the same. He's giving to all
maybe
good
some of the Jewish
right
leaders
life
who are listening
and
to this,
salvation.
And well
as he's doing that, he's exposing
maybe
the hearts
of
maybe some of
the
Jewish leaders who are listening to this, but
maybe
our hearts
were
as
baptized
well
as an infant.
Maybe some of us, or many of us, fit in the camp of the all-day laborers.
Right? I wasn't baptized
maybe you were,
as an infant,
were baptized
I
as an infant.
In a family that pointed me to Jesus.
Or maybe
we
you've
worship
walked
often.
With Jesus
or,
your whole
like
life. Right? I wasn't baptized as an infant, but I grew up in a family that pointed me to Jesus. We were in worship often. Or always, like every week, we were in worship. I walked with Jesus my whole life, and...
And in doing that,
Jesus, for many of us, has invited us into his vineyard early.
He promises eternal life. He promises life.
And in doing
here,
that, he promises a great reward.
Right?
He promises eternal life. He promises life here now. It's incredible what he has promised. But if we've worked hard for the kingdom,
sometimes we can think that
sometimes we can
ones
think that we're the ones
who should get more. We are the
who
ones
have earned
who should
that
get
reward.
Better. Whatever better.
Sometimes
is,
we can think that
is.
We are the ones who should get more. We are the ones who should get better. Whatever better is or whatever more is.
It's no longer.
And when we
gift
turn God's free gift of grace into something no that we've earned, it's no longer a gift.
Who were happy in the beginning
and
to be able to
it's no longer joy
to go into the vineyard
and we heard those all day laborers who were happy in the beginning to be able to go into the vineyard and receive the gift of a full day's wage, and now by the end of the day they're upset because somebody else got the same thing they did and didn't work as hard.
Salvation
becomes entitlement,
rescue from sin, death, and the devil,
and then even
doesn't feel like
salvation, rescue from sin, death, and the devil,
but
doesn't feel like enough
to become
unless somebody else is getting less.
We labor in the vineyard because we already
but we don't labor to become
whether you've been
his
for a long time or not. Whether,
we labor
whether
in the vineyard because we already
his,
are
vineyard,
his.
Very early,
right? Whether you've been his for a long time or not, whether Jesus brought you into his vineyard, into his kingdom very early or just recently, he is the one who went out to find you and bring you into his vineyard. He is the one who gave up everything for you. He is the one who is generous. He is the one who gives you salvation by grace through faith. And so we labor because of what he has done, because we are already his. And we labor because his vineyard, his kingdom, matters. It matters to him. And it matters to us. And then as we hear him speak, we hear him say to us, friend, friend, I am good. Right, Jesus is good. God is good. And thank God that it's not fair. Amen? Amen.